A pasuk that will be laning in a couple of weeks' time in Parashat Emor is V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara in Masechet Megillah and also Masechet Brachot learns out from this pasuk that you need a minyan of 10 people for kol davar shebikdusha, for anything which is said with sanctity. So certain parts of the tefillah are regarded as davar shebikdusha. One needs a minyan asara, one needs 10 people. How do we know that you need 10 people? So the Gemara learns out a gezeirah shava of the word toch toch. It says here with regard to v'nikdashti, it says betoch b'nei Yisrael. And then also with regard to with Korach, it says hibadulu mitoch ha'idah ha'razot, that separate yourselves from amongst this wicked congregation. And a congregation we find with the Meraglim is called a group of 10 people. So therefore, we know that a minyan is made up of 10 people. Now, a question discussed in both the Rishonim and the Achronim is a question of whether you're allowed to have 9 adults and one child. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us that you need to have 10 adults for a minyan. But the question is, can you have one of them being a child? So on the face of it, of course you can, because it needs to be 10 adults. But this is a point of machloket. The Rosh in Masechet Brachot Perek Zayin, Simon Kaf, he brings from Rav Haigaon that a katan, a child, does count towards the 10. Because at the end of the day, you've got 10 Jewish souls there. And Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present where there are 10 Jews. So here you've got 10 Jews, so Katan can count. Rabbeinu Tam also discusses this. This appears in the Tosfot in Masechet Brachot, Daf Mem Chet Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam, there the Gemara talks about whether a person, a child, can count towards 10 for a Zimun. And this is a point of machloket in the Gemara. It's not clear how the Gemara paskens. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the Gemara paskens in actual fact that a katan can count towards the 10 for benching. He says that's true also for the minyan. So there's a question. People know that, oh yes, you can have a katan, a child, be number 10, provided they hold a Sefer Torah. So is that true, or is that just an urban legend? In actual fact, this is referenced by Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfot. Rabbeinu Tam calls it, though, a minhag shtut. It's a stupid minhag to have a child hold a chumash. Why? Because atu chumash gavrahu is the chumash a person. Now, of course it isn't. You can count the child or you can't count the child. He's of the opinion that you can count the child. So how do we pasken as far as this is concerned? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hay, Se'if Dalet, says Yesh Matrin Lomar Shadavash Abikdusha Tisha B'tzirav Katan. Now those who say that you can say Davash Abikdusha, you can have Kaddish and Baruchu and such things with 9 people, 9 men plus a Katan, provided that the child's over the age of 6 and knows who they're davening to. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Nirin Divrei Hem L'Gdolei HaPoskim. The Gdolei HaPoskim don't agree with this, and you need 10 adults. Then the Rama says, and even if the child holds a chumash, that doesn't help. Mihu Yesh Nohagin HaKel B'Shat HaDachak. There are those who are lenient B'Shat HaDachak in extremis. So it would seem that the Rama holds that in extremis one can rely on that view and count on a child as number 10. If we look though in the Achronim, it's not so clear. Mishnah Brura brings the Magin Avraham, who indeed does pasken that Pshat HaDachak, you can be makel if the child is holding a chumash. But even the Magin Avraham limits it and says that will apply to Baruch and Kaddish, but not to, because those are chova, those are essential parts of the service, but not the Kaddish at the end of the tefillah. After Aleinu, that's not really an essential part of the service, so don't be lenient about that. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that a lot of Achronim don't agree with that Magin Avraham. It's not clear exactly what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Certainly Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the minhag is not to be meikol and not to rely on a katan under any circumstances. There is, however, a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelet Bet, Orachaim Chelebet Simon Yudchet, and he addresses the issue that sometimes you can have real Shat Hadachak. He's talking about a case where you've got a synagogue where they're struggling to get a minyan. And if a few times they don't get a minyan, then the whole thing's going to fall apart. And people will just stop coming to shul. And they'll never daven in a minyan. So this is, he says, this is a great Shat Hadachak. You want people to carry on being able to daven in a minyan. So in that case, he says that even though most poskim say that you can't rely on a katan, it is essentially a din d'rabbanan, that we pass on the requirement of a minyan for davashe b'kedusha is an asmachta rather than an actual doraita, even though we learnt it out from a pasuk in Chumash. And therefore, b'shat hadachak, you are allowed to rely on a dat yachid. He says to the rabbis asking this question that you're allowed to rely on the dat yachid. It doesn't pass in that you should. It says, you know, you've got to assess the situation and work out what's correct. There are grounds to be lenient, especially, you know, if the shul's going to fold because of this. Which would, of course, suggest that if it's just, you know, once, there's no minion. So, okay, fine, there won't be a minion that once. Send out a WhatsApp and tell people there wasn't a minion, they need to make a better effort to come. But if that's not working, and, you know, three times a week there isn't a minion without a child, and they're talking about closing down the minion, then that would be a different matter. But he makes a couple of caveats. He says, even though you can do it, number one, you should try and make sure that the child is 12 years old. Then it's what we call mufla samuch leish. They're almost an adult. That's number one. Number two, the child should hold a proper sefer Torah. Because when the Rishonim talk about a chumash, they're not talking about a printed chumash. They're talking about chumash biglila, chumash written on parchment and rolled up. Of course, we don't have that nowadays, so it would need to be a sefer Torah. The sefer Torah should be, the child can't hold the sefer Torah when they're davening, because they need to daven and focus on the tefillah. So they should be placed on the bimah, and they should hold on to the Eitz Chaim. And that's good enough. And then also he says that the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't say their private Amidah. They should just say one Amidah out loud, because saying the private Amidah and then repeating it, that might be a bracha levatala, which is a serious issue. So it would be better that they don't say the private Amidah. The nine people will say the Amidah together, and then the Shliach Tzibur will say the tefillah out loud with Kedusha. The Kaddishim and the Kriyat HaTorah he's not worried about, because those are only Drabanans there in any event. So that shouldn't be a problem. So each case would need to be assessed on its own merits. Sometimes you can certainly have cases, you know, perhaps a small yeshuv or a provincial outlying place where it's very difficult for them to get a minyan. And the best they can do is with nine plus a katan. So whether or not this can be relied on a regular basis, or just, you know, b'shat hadachak to make sure things will carry on ticking over, not quite clear. But there does seem to be some justification to it. Ad kan.